I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. You know the TV game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right? It's the one where, for really tough questions, contestants can ask the audience for help. So they have the option to rely on the collective intelligence of everyone around them to get the right answer. That is the spirit behind a new online community as well, but the problems this community is trying to solve are part of one of the biggest challenges we've ever faced. The World's Ari Daniel explains.
When it comes to climate change, some people talk about grand solutions like geoengineering, and others talk about approaches that are, well, grittier, like this one.
We use human waste to turn it into energy. That energy can be used for lighting, for cooking.
This is Stephen Osero. He's an environmental scientist at Kenyatta University in Kenya. He and some colleagues have a process for turning what's flushed down the toilet into a gas that can be burned for power. It's a green energy source. They've already got a prototype up and running near Nairobi, and now they're ready to expand.
Mostly we want to work with places where we have high accumulation of those wastes. So we want to replicate that idea in the whole country, yeah.
Osero's project is just one of a few dozen ideas that were showcased at a recent gathering at MIT.
Welcome to the second annual Climate CoLab Conference.
Ah, the kiss of death on radio, a story about a conference. I promise that's the only official part of the proceedings you'll hear. What's cool about this get-together is it's like a hacker's convention, except that the thing everyone's hacking is climate change. And everything being discussed here grew out of an online community called the Climate CoLab. Thomas Malone is the guy you heard up on stage just now. He runs the MIT Center for Collective Intelligence.
The Climate CoLab is a project to crowdsource the problem. We now have a new way of solving really big, hard, complicated problems at a scale and with a degree of collaboration that was never possible before.
That way, of course, is the internet. The ideas are locally grown, vetted by virtual peers, and voted on, in this case, by 33,000 people from all over the world. Many of the winners of this year's competition are gathered here in Cambridge, Massachusetts, to meet each other, along with MIT faculty and possible funders. Here are a few of those ideas.
A program that supports communities in India to create climate smart cities, and it does this by providing community groups with access to funding, local partners, and learning resources.
I argue that we should educate young people in particular so that they can have a moral voice and agency in our policy discussions. I'm giving them the idea that you can turn the economy, the math, to support you rather than be against you.
We are using a magazine-style radio show where we interview different people in rural parts of Tanzania who are experiencing climate change-related problems. Then we present all the best ideas from everyone that is actually out there doing something so people can adopt those solutions and change their lives for the better.
That's Aditi Sen of the Indian group GreenUp. Timothy Damon, a U.S. youth delegate to the U.N. Framework Convention on Climate Change, and Anne-Marie Salisbury, who directs Conservation Interaction out of Tanzania. Also in the mix here are a couple of apps that allow people to report climate-related disasters and get the help they need, projects related to architecture and renewable energy, and the list goes on. A goal of the competition and of bringing all the winners together is to help launch their ideas into the world. Another is to help change how we talk about climate.
Given the way that the world is right now, there aren't a lot of optimistic conversations about climate change.
Laura Fisher is one of the organizers of this meeting.
We hope that the Climate CoLab can really be a way that people can see there is something that we can do.
And there is a sense of hope in the room. Take Shadrach Osero, Stephen's brother and a student at Kenyatta University. He's also a member of that Kenyan team proposing to use human waste as an energy source.
I've met friends from corporations, friends from World Bank, and the professors from MIT. They've shown me more connections to guys who are going to fund my project to make it into fruition. We shall make a change in the world together. I feel happy.
This happiness. Many of the people I talk to say they're feeling the same thing. They're part of a global community trying to solve a global problem and daring to actually be hopeful about the future. For The World, I'm Ari Daniel, Boston.